When your journey takes you to a place so far from home, when you're searching for the comfort of a friend, right there the Savior stands, reaching out His hand. You'll be safe in the arms of Him. You are safe in the arms of the Almighty. You can rest in His loving arms. When you need His care, safe in the arms of God. Like a little lamb that's wandered off and lost his way, the shepherd leads us to the fold again. You're the one he's thinking of. Know that you are loved. You'll be safe in the arms of Him. You are safe in the arms of the Almighty. You can rest in His loving arms. When you need His care, He is always there. You are safe in the arms of God. There's no need to be afraid anymore. Jesus wants to be the friend you've been searching for. You've been searching for. You are safe in the arms of the Almighty. You can rest in His loving arms. When you need His care, you are safe in the arms of God. When you need His care, He is always there. You are safe in the arms of God.
What a way to start out the morning. Beautiful, positive thought. That was Ray Bolling singing. Beautiful song, isn't it? Safe in the arms of the Almighty. This is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. How often have I thought of that verse of Scripture in Deuteronomy, and how many times have I mentioned it to you, because it's one of my favorites. And it wasn't put in the Bible just to sound good, and just like this song, the words of that music that you just heard Ray Bolling sing, those words aren't just something to sound pretty and make you feel good. They are true. To be safe in the arms of God is the most wonderful thing in all the world. And if you have given your heart and you have surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you can believe that He will bear you up in His arms and He's going to keep you safe and sound. But that verse of Scripture I was referring to is in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. And you probably know which one I'm referring to. It was spoken by Moses to the children of Israel after he had been their leader for 40 years. And what a congregation they had been. Moses sure had a lot of patience. But in his farewell address, just a few days before he died, and then a new leader, whose name was Joshua, would take over the responsibilities of the congregation and bring them over the River Jordan, and the conquest of Canaan would begin. But in his farewell address, his closing message, Moses said to them, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." I want you to remember that all day long today. And just like that song was saying, you don't have any need to be afraid. If you are a Christian and you love God and you know He loves you and you know that according to the promises of His word, the arms of the Almighty are wrapped round about you to uphold you, to bear you up, to give you the grace and strength that you need, you have no reason to be afraid of anything or anybody. Fearing God, you need fear nothing else. Whose hand has placed the bright and lovely star with galaxy to shimmer from afar? Or crescent moon with silver face aglow? The Master's loving hand designed it so. Whose hand has stacked the rocky hill so high and placed a shallow stream to trickle by? Who changed the leaf of green to burnished gold and bronzed the sturdy oak that we behold? Whose hand has touched this sinful heart of mine, redeeming me with perfect love divine? With matchless grace He lifted from despair and keeps me ever in His tender care. And again, the words of that sweet little poem aren't there just to make us feel good, or words that sound pretty. They are true. The hand of the Lord is mighty. The arms of the Lord speak of strength. The eyes of the Lord speak of His tender love and care and His watching over us. So, beloved in the Lord, if your heart belongs to Jesus, you have no reason to be afraid of anything or anybody today. And furthermore, if your heart does not belong to Jesus, don't live another day without His care. But in this very moment, look up to heaven and say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I want to know the reality that there is in Jesus Christ, my Lord." Not just church, not just religion, not just theology. I want to know Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I tell you what, if you will have a heart for God and you seek after Him, in this very moment, you'll find Him. You'll find Him. That is so amazing to me, never ceases to amaze me. How that the wise man of this world, who is so intelligent and thinks he's so smart, will never find God, no matter how much he studies or reads. He'll never find God until He comes, just like I was suggesting to you to come, with a contrition of heart and soul, and just humble himself before God and say, "God, I want to know You. Forgive me my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I want to know the realities of Jesus Christ." Only then can that person come to know the Lord. And you can do that right now. And I'll tell you something else. It doesn't matter how deep the water is in your life. If you will cry out to God, He will, some way, somehow, through His almighty hand, through His loving arms, through His all-seeing, watchful eye, He will, some way, somehow, make a way for you where there seems to be no way. Do you believe that?
Our joy as we worship right now gathered under His grace and surrounded by high praise, is not an escape from reality. With all the power inherent in His presence, it's still a fact that all of us face tough times. Times a lot different than these moments of celebration. But tough times don't diminish the reality of His presence. Darkness will fall and clouds do gather. Shadows will come, but our faith and our confidence in Him need never be shaken. And when we face difficult times and trials, He will be with us to make a way. I remember receiving the phone call from my mother-in-law late one night, informing me that my wife's sister and husband had been involved in a terrible car accident. They had four young boys. Jeremy, the oldest, who was soon to be 9 years old, was killed instantly, and the other three were seriously injured. I felt so helpless when I heard the news. All the scriptures that came to my mind seemed to fall short of what I really wanted to say to them. But as I was praying for them, God gave me a song, and I wrote down the words, "God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see." That's what I really wanted to say to Susan and Craig. God is working in ways you can't see. I wanted to give them hope in a hopeless situation. You may be going through a similar situation today, and you feel that God has forgotten you, but He hasn't. The Bible tells us that He has inscribed us in the palm of His hand. He is a God who can make a way where there seems to be no way.
That had been wound too tightly, I broke. All I could do was cry uncontrollably. I felt like a huge black cloud was hovering over me, and I couldn't escape. I didn't want to live, so I prayed that I would die. I knew that God was my answer, but I thought it was too late. I had been a Christian for many years, but I'd become too busy to talk to God, and I didn't often give Him the chance to talk to me. It wasn't until I fell flat on my face that God got my attention. My husband checked me into the hospital where I was diagnosed with severe depression. I was in the hospital for 9 days, and there I discovered that in God's love, I have unconditional acceptance. I need never fear rejection because He says He has put His seal upon me and given me His Spirit in my heart. Finally, I came to the place where I realized that even in my despair, God had been with me all along.
that when the scripture says, "And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him," I think I just want to pray for you right now, wherever you are. And I don't know you, most of you, and most of you don't know me, but God knows us all. And dear friend, if your heart is sad, if your head is confused, if you are discouraged, if you're struggling with negative emotions, if you feel all alone, if you seem to have more than you can bear, if you're sitting in darkness, if you're empty and dry, remember that scripture. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him. And I believe the Lord wants to do the same thing for you and me. Let's just pray together. Oh, the glory of your presence, Lord, just to be here in these moments. These moments of devotion, when our hearts can become still and quiet, and we can listen to the still, small voice of our Savior and have him speak to us and work his wonders in our hearts and lives. Lord, you know all about us. You know our struggles, the things that we wrestle with. You know our victories and our defeats, our ups and downs, our mountains and valleys. And we know that God is with us. And we know that God will make a way in our hearts and lives, even at times when there seems to be no way. You did it for the children of Israel as they stood there at the Red Sea, and there was no way, but you made one. And as we stand before our Red Seas, and there is no way, I know as we cry out to you, Lord, you will make one. I pray for my friends, whoever they are and wherever they are, as they're listening to this broadcast right now, in this precise moment, that the Holy Spirit would touch them. The hand of Jesus would be laid upon them. Bring healing to them spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, and in their interpersonal relationships, bring your healing touch. For I ask it in the strong name of Jesus. Oh, the glory of your presence in these moments that we share together. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen.
Thank you.
magnificent. I love the old hymns, and I love these new praise choruses that we sing. And what a wonderful way to worship God. I think the most wretched and miserable way that a Christian could ever live is to harbor things that are negative or displeasing to God in his or her heart and life, and not surrender them up to the Lord. There is great peace and joy to be found in sweet surrender. When you surrender everything that you are to God and say yes to him. You know, and I know, that there can be things to happen in life to all of us that if you're not careful, they can cause you to grow bitter. They can make you unforgiving. They can cause you to become hard. I mean, you know, people can be mean, and they can do things that are offensive and hurtful. Sometimes they don't mean to do it, and then a lot of times they really mean to do it. You know, they really meant to crucify Jesus. They really meant to throw stones at Stephen. But Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Stephen prayed as they were throwing the stones at him, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And he fell asleep. So no matter what people do to you, and all the hard knocks and the things that happen in your life, as a Christian, you cannot afford to harbor in your heart any root of bitterness, any unforgiveness. No. And there can be no secret passions of lust, evil, anything impure. There can be none of those things. When we serve Christ, we must do it with a whole heart. So what the Bible says, Romans chapter 6, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in its lusts. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. And dear friend, that's the only way to live, is in sweet surrender to the will of God. Every area of our lives. And I just want to beseech you as a minister of the gospel, and I'm talking to you today. I want to beseech you, say yes to God in every area of your heart and soul. And don't hold back anything. Don't say, Lord, you can have this room in my heart, and you can have this room and this room and this room, but this little closet I'm reserving to myself. No, you can't do that. You know that. He must be Lord of all, or he won't be Lord at all. There has to be that sweet surrender. Let's say yes to him. Fully, completely, sweet surrender, yielding ourselves to God and his holy will, having nothing in our hearts displeasing to him. And oh, the joy and peace and victory that always brings, and the glorious release, doesn't it? Let's pray for it. Ask God for it today. Sweet surrender to the will of God.
Surrender.
And that's where peace and joy and victory is found, isn't it? This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. My time is gone. Have a good day. God bless you.
No more keeping my hopes up high and feeling resentment if they don't come true. No more the victim of my situation, but relying on what the Lord can do. Saying thanks for giving me Himself and knowing He is all I need. Making of my problems a sweet, complete surrender.